With over 271 million active users and 500 million tweets sent every day, Twitter has become more than just a massively popular social network. It's also a highly abused tool for spammers and other malicious web users. Now, a new report from internet security company Trend Micro highlights this, and in the process has revealed that Australia is one of the most affected countries when it comes to Twitter abuse. Now, on the line to talk through the findings is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, now, firstly, can you better define Twitter abuse? What exactly is that?
Yeah, well, with this Twitter abuse, we're not talking about when people are being abusive to one another or you're getting people are calling you names or things like that.
Right.
What we're actually referring to here in Twitter abuse is the activity on the platform that is trying to exploit users. So therefore, we're talking about malicious links, spam websites, and everything else that can get people into trouble.
Now, Twitter's saying they have 500 million tweets a day on their network. So just how much of that can we put into the category of abuse?
Well, what we did recently, and this is what we report in the study, is we had a look over a two-week period and we tracked some 570 million tweets. So we weren't looking at all tweets on every day, but 570 over a two-week period.
Mm.
And this happened to be in a period of high spam activity. So something was going on in the world and we saw a lot of activity there. But of all those tweets that we looked at, we identified that 33 million, or nearly 6% of the total number of tweets, had malicious links to content of some kind or another. So that's a big amount. And if you look at that 6% over their 500 million tweets a day, that is a potential of 30 million tweets a day that could potentially have spam.
What are the main offenders in terms of abuse? Is it malicious links, hashtags?
Well, it's a combination of all of that. So with Twitter, I think one of the key issues is that you've only got those 160 characters.
Yeah.
So they do just enough to entice you and get you to go on. So we're seeing the traditional things such as trending hashtags, so they can get people to click on it, misspell words. And another big one is the shortened URLs.
Mm.
So with only 160 characters, you won't see a full URL printed out like www.trendmicro.com.au.
Mm.
You'll see a bit or a shortened URL there. So people click on it because they don't know what it is and end up in a malicious site straight away.
Right, and it's a bit hard to spot those sites if you can't see the full URL, isn't it?
Oh, that's correct. So you've got to be real. You've got to really think about who is sending the tweet to you and what the story is about, and does it all make sense before you go there? It's like that old thing. Even though we'd all like to believe that we have some African prince who's about to send us $20 million, we probably don't.
I'm not going to get that check. Oh, okay.
No, sorry, Andy.
Now, how can users spot these Twitter posts that are not, you know, what they appear to be?
One of the key things we talk about is that the user should look out for misspelled popular words or the fact that they're trending on hashtags. So these people are jumping on this, they're pumping out the tweets very, very quickly, and mistakes are often made. Another thing that we really say to be careful of is those shortened URLs. They usually are there to mask some form of activity. However, it's also how you get all the popular information. So you've got to be careful of those and think about where you're going. And just be really careful. Like, tweets is are out there, and Twitter is used mainly for a lot of information purposes. So be careful or wary of tweets that have offers in them from people you don't know, because they're generally some kind of scam.
Right. And of course, you know, spammers and scammers are quick to jump onto anything popular. And so when you get those hashtags, which kind of go crazy, I guess that's why they love social media.
Well, yeah, look, we're moving. I remember years ago we talked about the 24/7 media coverage that we're getting. It's now even super heightened to that. When Kate Middleton announces that she's pregnant with a second baby, we see Twitter go wild.
Mm.
When Ellen DeGeneres takes her photo with some celebrities at the awards ceremony, it goes wild. So you have to be really careful of these things because they trend and people want instantaneous information, and the cyber criminals are aware of that. And a lot of people now are being more cautious and vigilant when they're doing their banking on the internet and all the rest of it. But with Twitter, because that's something new to a lot of us, and with Facebook, we're just clicking on links, and this is where the cyber criminals are now trying to target us.
And now, I believe Twitter also building in links so you can buy products directly through tweets. That's got to, you know, send up a bit of a red flag for the scammers to get involved too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I recently presented at a school, And one of the things that a parent asked me is, how can you be careful about where you buy things from and what you're buying online? And as I said to them, look, we go and download software, we download all these things, and you've got to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable company. You wouldn't walk into a store and just buy from anyone and it looks dodgy. You'd be very, very careful about it. You've got to do the same thing with online. So if you're dealing with a big company or you're buying software from Apple or you're buying software from Microsoft, you're going to be safe. But if you're dealing with a company that you've never heard of before, it's wise to step back and just make sure that what you're doing is the right thing and that they are reputable.
So many things to look out for. And of course, Trend Micro has just published an article that highlights some common social media scams to look out for. Can you give me a bit of an overview of what they are?
Yeah, well, we've seen the development over the last couple of years of a lot of scams. And I think, you know, if I look at Facebook, there are the scams that are about the colour change or giving you a nice fresh outlook. Facebook doesn't do that. That's a scam. It's just allowing hackers to gain access to your private information. There's the old scam about how many people or who's viewed my Facebook profile. Facebook doesn't offer that feature. Once again, when you're doing that, you're giving access for people to your private information. I see in Twitter that, you know, they're out there trying to get you want to try and build your followers so Twitter can offer to add followers. That's all just trying to open up your account and information. They just saw this photo of you Twitter scam where what they're trying to do there is actually hijack your Twitter account to send out fake and malicious tweets from your name because Twitter is very active at trying to shut down people who are over spamming. And what we're seeing even more commonly now is that unfortunately this is spreading even beyond. So we saw this first take off with Facebook and then through Twitter, but we're seeing the new social media likes like Instagram, Tumblr and even Pinterest being picked up. And these guys are continuing to find out new ways of actually scamming us out there. So it's not just Twitter that we would recommend people be vigilant on. It's across all social media these days.
So then what is the key to staying safe on Twitter?
Just think about what you're about to click on. As I mentioned before, there is no prince in Africa. So, you know, with Twitter, it's an information service. It's 160 characters. It should be a highlight. But if it's offering you a link or if it's offering you to click to go somewhere else, that's where we ask or suggest that you be cautious and vigilant. And, you know, once again, if it's someone you know, if it's Sydney Morning Herald tweet, you know, if it's Tech Daily, it's a good tweet. So therefore, you should be safe to click on that. But if it's from someone you've never heard of before, you know, think twice before going there and making sure that you are a little bit protected.
And of course, internet security software is always good, especially if it can check your links before you click on them too, isn't it?
Well, yes, there is software out there, such as Trend Micro software, that now actually highlights false and misleading or malicious links inside social media as well. So in this ever-changing world of how people are getting scammed and what the cyber criminals are targeting for, we're constantly updating and changing our software to give the customers real-life protection with real-life needs.
Sounds good. Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thanks a lot, Andy.